Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Here I am in Sunny Beach, Bulgaria. So welcome back to the Bulgarian Riviera. This is the end of the town, more or less where the pedestrian walkway runs out, or goes around the corner, strictly speaking. So I thought I should show you Sunny Beach, what it's like in daytime. Because if you go on any further, this just leads into this hotel. Yeah, there are a few more hotels further along, but I won't go to the dead end. Anyway, it's kind of more or less at idyllic temperature, about 30 degrees with this cooling sea breeze. It was a bit blustery a couple of days ago. The red flags were up, people weren't supposed to swim, but people still did. The jet skis weren't going. Another thing is, one of the downsides of this place is there are usually no lifeguards on the beach. There are these lifeguard posts, but often there are no lifeguards there. If the lifeguards are present, they're not actually sitting in the high chair. Don't seem to be surveying the sea, far too busy chatting and smoking. So not terribly vigilant, looking to get your hair braided here. So yeah, I'd recommend it in many places, but it's not glamorous. There are all sorts of hotels. I think some of them call themselves five star. I'm not sure they really have five star facilities. And you can see all across the bay, that's Nesebar in that direction, or that promontory over there. I just saw a plane flying overhead to Burgas Airport. So that is the nearby airport if you want to come here. There's some public beach. Was it anyone is entitled to sit for free? Obviously you can bring your own towels, your own umbrella, whatever, or parasol, perhaps I should call it, as opposed to here, these places you have to pay to stay. And sometimes you can pay for a deck chair but not have an umbrella. You have to pay extra in some cases to get the umbrella. Okay, so as it's about 10 o'clock in the morning, more like almost 11 o'clock in the morning really. It's not terribly busy, but some people come out early before it gets particularly hot. And then midday it calms down a little bit. People coming out more and more in the afternoon, and obviously packed in the evening. People have already come back from the beach. They've had dinner, they shower, they change their clothes, and they're going out wherever, to the fun fair, to a nightclub, to a bar, to the casino, things like that. So all sorts of the entertainments you would hope to find being pulled around on these towable things, like that big yellow banana, or indeed that sort of that sofa thing, that floatable thing that there is dirigible, so led along by a motorboat or a jet ski. And so it's more expensive than a hotel, which is right by the beach. And almost every hotel has a swimming pool, but as I say, they generally don't have lifeguards, which is a bit of a downside. But what else? Henna tattoos to be got here, real tattoos people can get. Go to the hairdresser, that's quite affordable. Some people come here partly for dental treatment, so take advantage of the relatively low prices, because it's probably the cheapest country in the European Union. Only Romania, which is immediately to the north, is slightly more expensive than this. So that's it, that's where Romania and Bulgaria joined relatively late to the European Union, already admitted in 2007. Still using the Bulgarian lira, so that's about 2.1 to the pound, you know, or let me see, a bit less than that to the euro, obviously. They don't have those showers right on the beach, some places do. Oh, look at the train. I hate to break it to you, it's not really a train. Most places have showers right on the beach, but not in Sunny Beach, as in you want to wash the sand off before you go home, because it's stuck to your shoes. And then if you're trying to rinse it off in the sea, yes, but you're making your feet wet, so then even more sand's going to stick to it, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, is there anything else to point out? Yeah, the seas there are terribly rough, because the Black Sea is so enclosed, and relatively high saline content, because of it being virtually enclosed, which means it's more buoyant than ordinary seas. No sharks in the Black Sea, as perhaps I pointed out. What else? So yeah, there's not that much Bulgarian Black Sea coast, but they do take advantage of it. And I don't know what's going wrong with this hotel here. So it was founded in about 1958, Sunny Beach, as a resort, and became one of the most popular resorts in the Eastern Bloc. And obviously since the 90s, it opened up to the rest of the world, but I knew a British family who came here in about 1995 and were bitterly disappointed with Bulgaria. Things were not in great condition, you know, even electricity could not be relied upon and there wasn't a really good sense of service. I remember that in Eastern Europe in general in those days when in restaurants just food slammed down in front of you and they weren't terribly courteous, but they have improved and therefore they're attracting tourists from the rest of the world where there's an intolerance of poor service. Okay, so all sorts of fast food to be got by beaches. As I say, that the culinary diversity is rather limited. And yeah, playing loud music outside by the pool at this place, staying alive by the Bee Gees. Like some hotels provide their own entertainment in terms of live shows or kids clubs with their song and dance routines, encouraging them to join in. Majestic, one of the largest hotels in town. Okay, so this is what I mean by a beach where you can hire a Lilo to stay all day. And then these little electric tricycles you can hire as well. But I thought it was tad antisocial to ride them up and down here where it's just so densely people, or so many pedestrians walking along. But so far I've not seen anybody being bumped into by it. This is what I'm talking about here, these things. And people do parasending. Are there any more activities that I haven't mentioned? Not really. Lots of places offering massages, Thai massages and things like that. And there are plenty of ice cream stalls. So I think you'll agree, not too shabby a tourist destination. But they've got to make all their money in June, July and August. And because after that, well, then, you know, September they keep on going. One hotel said, tell me they say close on the 1st of October. Some hotels open the 1st of May, some are even up that early. I mean, it's very good weather in May, and indeed all through September, even into early October. But obviously it's just dead in the winter, so it really wouldn't be worth it because the occupancy rates would be so low. So some apartment hotels where you can get self-catering, and obviously some people own their flats here, but they're generally away, except in the summer. So that's it. Yeah, I've quite enjoyed Sunny Beach, but I wouldn't come back again. It's not that fantastic. There are better, more interesting places. I mean, there's nothing really unique. It could be almost any beach destination in Europe. So we're in the Black Sea, not the Mediterranean, but it does feel kind of like a Mediterranean one. So there are not many Black Sea resorts. Obviously, Crimea and Ukraine was very popular till recently, but for reasons which need not be stated, tourists are staying away in droves. I'm astonished that any of them are going as they're under attack. So many places you can buy toys, particularly beach balls, buckets and spades, things of that nature. And look at this, okay? I like there's a neoclassical statuary that they've erected at the front here. And they'll see a chap who's supposed to look like a Roman emperor. Then you'll see some equestrian statues and so on. And look at these little boats, a bit like bumper cars, except on water, aimed at small children. So you see, met plenty of Russian tourists, and they often have the idea that men are men and should be building muscles and have spiky hair. One of my favorite games is try and guess the nationality from as far away as possible and generally get it right, often wearing tank tops and big Orthodox crucifixes around their necks, ladies with long hair down to at least their shoulders. All right, so here we go. And then that's it. Look at that for Roman Emperor. And all Speedos for Russian men. What else? The special summer hats that Romanians tend to wear, Romanian men in particular. I don't know how to describe it. A bit like a pork pie hat, a straw pork pie hat kind of thing. Look, massage on the beach. Okay, rent a car, but you know, going to the nearby land is not that worth it. See, Veliko Tarnovo is mentioning there, a very historic city I've never been to. One of the most attractive cities in Bulgaria, rather small. Plovdiv people also rave about, but you don't really just need to go there in the summer. Ah, you can pay to have your feet in these fish tanks and they nibble the dead skin off your feet and so on. Look, some soft play aimed at little children. So bouncing there, but nobody's on the trampoline at the moment. Okay, so I think you got an idea of all the delights that Sunny Beach has to offer. So thank you so much for watching my channel, and make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Thank you for the donation the other day, and remember I urgently need donations to sustain the channel. And this is where you can buy all your beach gear, okay? The tourist authorities pay me to advertise them. Not really. Okay, and then they've got often got karaoke in these pubs and so on. Some of them are mainly British clientele, some of them are mainly Russophone clientele. Elvis is coming here at 9:30. Elvis the King, wow, he never died. We're coming up to his anniversary. I do remember he married in August. Married in August? Died in August. Look, mini golf over there. Okay, fortunately there's a distinct lack of golf clubs. I'm violently anti-golf. Okay, so bye Bellevue Hotel and Palace Hotel. It's time to say, I think, goodbye from sunny beach Bulgaria.